Heavenly Father, we rejoice on this day when your Holy Spirit came and opened a new way to everlasting life. Gilding, guiding, teaching, protecting us, and blessing us with incredible gifts. Started with the apostles, and they went and gave, as you do with gifts, they gave to the world. And in some gifts you receive, in some gifts you say no. Thank God that we have said yes. Bless us this day, Lord, and open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds to your holy word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please be seated. Boy, it sounds good to say, please be seated. You're a sight for sore eyes. Ever heard that before? It's so great to see you. And there'll be others that will be coming between 12 and 1 to the porch to receive Holy Communion. We're doing all we can to make sure that our family is receiving what they need. Whether it be hand sanitizer or whether it be masks, the Lord gives us what we need. And I promise we will resolve that problem with our camera and be able to have HD next week. But I want to take you back to the upper room where our gospel reading is taking us today. It's Easter Sunday. The risen Jesus appears to the apostles, and he has some incredible gifts for them. Everybody like gifts? I like gifts. I love to receive gifts, especially when they're big. Or they have a steering wheel and they have a bow on it. Well, you know, sometimes not. The Lord gives the apostles one gift first, and that gift is his peace. And then he tells them, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. When you think about it, how incredible it is that he says he is sending them. And I've got to tell you, he's sending us as well. And God is going to forgive sins through them. They were given his authority after they were given the promise and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on his apostles. And in doing so, he ordained them to be ministers of forgiveness, but they would not be fully receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Like Paul describes in our second reading today, Ken read for us, from 1 Corinthians 12, until the day of Pentecost, when they would be fully ordained through the Holy Spirit. When the apostles received the Holy Spirit in the upper room from Jesus, that was not in the same manner in which they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. In the upper room, Jesus gave his breath to them, his ruach, his spirit, enabling them to get out of the upper room and start getting out and doing things. Anybody have an experience of that, of being holed up in a room or a house for a while and then being able to be given the freedom to get out and do things? We can resemble that. We certainly can see and feel what the apostles were feeling. Well, he gave them a certain amount of power and strength to follow him to Galilee, where he made them breakfast one day on the shore of the Sea of Galilee in a place called Tabitha. It's recorded in John chapter 21. And that's where he asked Peter three times, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And he said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, tend my lambs. He undid the three denials and he transformed Peter from a fisherman to a shepherd. This was before Jesus ascended to the Father on the 40th day of his resurrection. On that 40th day, as Ken read in our first reading from Acts chapter 1, he left the Mount of Olives and went to heaven. Jesus further defined his expectation of the apostles and told them in just days they would receive the full anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. This is what he said. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. Last week I said in the sermon, welcome to the ends of the earth. That's where we are. But after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight. Jesus made a lot of promises, and every one of them he kept. But this promise he made to them was the Holy Spirit, who is also called the Counselor, the Comforter, and the Spirit of Truth, was just days away from that 43rd day after Passover. They just had to be patient and wait. Pentecost is not a Christian holiday. Did you know that? It's a Jewish holiday. It's known as Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. It's the 50th day after Passover. It was an agricultural festival when farmers brought the first sheaf of wheat from the crop, and they offered it to God as a sign of gratitude and prayer that the rest of the crop would be safely harvested. Now, both Passover and Pentecost brought to mind the great memories of the story of the Exodus from Egypt. Passover was a time, if you remember, that the lambs were killed, and the blood of the lamb was put by hyssop branches around the doorpost so that the angel of death would pass over and save the people, so they would be saved by the blood of the lamb. They were saved from the angel of death. And 50 days after Passover, after escaping Egypt through the parted Red Sea, they came to Mount Sinai. And when they got there, Moses received the law, the Ten Commandments. That became the Feast of Shavuot, the day of Pentecost. The apostles were gathered in one place. Suddenly a sound of blowing, a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. That's Acts chapter 2. Another Ken read that as well this morning. We loaded up on you this morning for the first day coming back again. We appreciate it. You look great on video, but you look so much better and sound so much better in person. Thanks be to God. Remember what I said just a few moments ago about wind, breath, or spirit? It's important to know that breath or spirit is like a wind. It's invisible, immaterial, and powerful. Speaking of winds, breath, or spirit, I'd like you to look at Psalm 104, verses 29 to 30, that Ken read and we responded in today's post. Please open it up and look at it. Verse 29, when you hide your face, they are troubled. Now here's what we responded. When you take away their breath, they die and are turned again to their dust. Got that? Very important. Breath. And verse 30, when you let your breath go forth, they shall be maimed, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Can you see even how the psalmist could see the connection of the Holy Spirit and new life? More was to happen to the apostles that Pentecost as they were further ordained by the Holy Spirit. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each other. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. They were not just ordained that day, but they were transformed, filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and even more so, they were given a boldness. These are the guys that ran when Jesus was arrested. They hid in the upper room. They were given a boldness that would allow them to be a powerful witness to the truth about Jesus and his resurrection. And you know what? Later that day, Peter came out and spoke to the crowd, and 3,000 people came to Christ. and they were baptized, a sign that is like the offering of the first sheaf of wheat. That boldness and power was especially evident when they witnessed by those who heard them speaking in the languages of many of the visitors. Wow. And Peter, again, would boldly witness to the crucifixion of Jesus and proclaim that he is still alive. You know what? He's still alive today. Luke wrote that Peter's, later in the second chapter of Acts, Luke wrote that Peter's message was so powerful and clear that those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to their number that day. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. The apostles were transformed from followers into leaders of what would become the church. That's why Pentecost Sunday is called the birthday of the church. And that's why our church is decorated in red. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And that's why I ask you, wear red too. And you look good. Red ribbons, red shirts, red ties, everything. The power that came and comes from the Holy Spirit, the wind, the ruach, was life-changing. Not only for the apostles, but also for those who would hear their message about Jesus of Nazareth and the eternal life that he offers to all who believe in him. For each believer, it becomes more important that they receive the Holy Spirit, who will transform into someone whose heart is on fire for the love of God. The creative power of God himself comes from heaven to earth through the Holy Spirit and does its work in our midst. The point is to transform the earth, the power of heaven, starting with those parts of the earth which consists of the bodies, minds, hearts, and lives of the followers of Jesus as a community, the body of Christ. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, they were all together in one place, and the Holy Spirit came to unite. The Holy Spirit's coming at Pentecost fulfills Jesus' promises, and the Holy Spirit will comfort and counsel, giving us the words to speak in witness to Jesus, guiding believers in Jesus. He gives us the words to speak when we need them, when we ask him, so that we can speak about Jesus guiding his believers. Now, in closing, I want to suggest to you that the day of Pentecost marks the time when the whole body of believers in Jesus, the Messiah, is transformed into a new creation, bringing about a spiritual transformation in which heaven and earth are joined together as one, a truly united kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.